One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Okay, guys, who wants to kick us off? Yep, Dom.
David, how pleased were you with the way the side of 50 seconds to get? How good is he? Can't see that. Oh, sorry, yeah. Say that again, sorry.
How pleased were you with the way that your side
of 50 seconds? Incredibly pleased with the way they showed character. As much they come from 2-1 down today, but on the back of that as well, on a stinking result last week, I thought the players showed great character, stuck at it against a really good team who made it difficult for us to get large portions of possession, whether it be couldn't get enough on the ball, but overall the players stuck at it. We've done it quite often to a lot of the big sides here this season, Tottenham, Man United, Chelsea. So maybe you shouldn't be too surprised that we've sort of bloodied somebody's nose. Would have liked 3 points, but just weren't quite good enough for that.
Jurgen's just been in here and he said one team deserved to win today and it could only have been Liverpool. That didn't really feel fair for
me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I thought that Liverpool were the better team. I'd try and be honest in my assessment of the games. But I thought Liverpool were probably the better team against Everton in midweek as well. But Everton, resilient, stuck at it, got a few set pieces, counter-attacks. So results sometimes change if you're going to look at that. But we've done the same. We've done the same. But a lot of teams hard to beat while we don't have the level of the quality of the players what Liverpool possess. But I've got to say that really pleased with how the players performed today.
And Jarrett Bowen back in the team, showing his importance with the goal.
Hugely important this year. I was just saying that there's not many West Ham forwards, strikers, got over 20 goals. I think Jarrett's got 20 in all competition. And I was asking there about, I was hoping he would have 20 out-and-out Premier League goals. He's got 16 out-and-out Premier League goals, I think, at the moment. So I'm sort of pushing him, if he could get 4 in the last 3 games, it would be a great record to try and get 20 goals, 20 Premier League goals, I should say. But he's been a great player to bring in when you think that where he's come, Hereford to Hull to here, and the journey he's on at the moment. He's played probably 3/4 of the season as a wide player, probably quarter of it as a number 9. And I think he's done a great job and he can play both positions equally as well. And the current England international, I hope that he gets the chance to show it in the months to come.
David, in your long experience, have you ever gone through the emotions that the goal takes so many
deflections?
Have you ever seen that before?
Unfortunately, I've lost lots of goals. That's a sad part sometimes. But look, I was disappointed with it. I was probably more disappointed with the first. The second one can happen. You know, you get a shot and it ricochets off people and goes in. The first one was more disappointing because against Liverpool, you have to block. You need to get in the way of the ball. You need to make sure that you're blocking their chances, you're heading things clear. And for most of the game, we did do, to be fair. The one after half-time, we didn't block well enough and see it out.
David, just in terms of about 5'9", 5'10",
I believe. Jared, yeah.
And then last season, he didn't score a single header.
No, is that right? I didn't know. He's actually, I don't like saying it, he's really good in the air, Jared. No, he's got a really good leap. And he's got the ability to score with his head as well. And he scored a good goal here in the air against somebody here.
In Europa last year.
Mm-hmm. But he had another one as well, so he's actually got... Yeah, maybe that one, yeah. Actually, we looked at one on the clips and he missed a big one against Liverpool at Anfield as well with his head. So, but the point is he's more than capable of heading the ball as well.
David,
Yeah, I keep. I've not given away. I don't give the players targets. I think the players know I've got to make that themselves. I think their aim is to get goals. Jared's looked like a goal. Even today, the one the keeper saved in the first half, he had another one blocked. So if you said that who looked liable to score from our point of view, really, Jared probably was the most likely, and he got it from the goal.
And lastly, I'm sorry, I took a question the wrong way, but it's one I thought. This morning, the manager
today. We're not getting into that. We're not getting into that.
David, you've always enjoyed a good relationship with Jurgen. You have some nice words to say in the programme. Just how do you think on potentially what could be your last battle with Jurgen moving on now?
I'll be glad he's gone. Fucking too big. Teeth are too bright. He's been a huge. I hate saying it because I have worked against him in the other clubs, which are probably the biggest rivals. But I think he's been immense for Liverpool, really has been. I think he's the daddy there. I really do, and I think he's been able to control a big football club, which is something which is not easy to do at times. He's controlled it, and I'm glad to see the back of him. I've got to say I said today I think the Premier League brings in lots of managers from different places. Some come and go very quickly. Some can last the course. Jose Mourinho, Sir Alex, Pep. I was thinking of that one. And obviously Jurgen, Arsene. Some can last the course. A lot can't. Others, a lot of others can't last that course. So I have to say Jurgen's been really good. I hate saying it, but he's been really good for Liverpool. And hurry up and get away, Jurgen. Please to see you move on. I think he's to manage a club like Liverpool, you need to be very good, and he's very good at his job.
Yep.
Hi, David. Obviously, both goals coming from headers today. Is that something you would sort of spotted as a weakness in Liverpool, especially after what happened in the
Merseyside derby? No, I don't. I think there was a lot taken about the derby because they lost a couple of goals from set pieces, but Everton are so good at them. Everton have got big players, so you would expect Everton to do that against, whether it be Liverpool or anybody else. Van Dijk's probably the biggest, the strongest there is in the league, just about, as far as defending set pieces. So we've always had a problem. Today we had a problem trying to stop them scoring from set pieces, and in the end we couldn't, and we conceded one from a set piece. The last couple of games we've conceded from set pieces with them because of Van Dijk's strength and power. But we didn't necessarily make a plan to score from set pieces. We hoped we would. We always hope we can, but it wasn't our biggest job today. I think we're without a couple of centre halves today. The game changed. Liverpool made it very difficult to play, so I get that. I understand that Liverpool were the better team because of that. They played, we couldn't. But we had to find other ways. When you don't have the best players, your job's to find ways of getting results as a manager. You can keep playing and losing because you're not staying a job, though. But the job's to find a way of winning games or getting results out of games. And we had to do that today against Liverpool. We had to find a way of getting a result against Liverpool. It would have been great if we could get 3 points. We couldn't, but we've had other games here. As I said, I've mentioned some big results here against all the pretty big teams. So the supporters here should be pleased with the performances the team have put in against the sort of the so-called bigger sides here have been excellent this year. Really, really good.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers.